The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Zain al-Abidin in his Risalat al-Huquq has divided, you know, Huquq, of course the division was not there from his words in a sense, but you know, the ulama, when they put it together, you know, if you look at the subtitles given to every of the 50 rights, you can actually divide it into 8 categories. You know, the first one, of course, is about haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are 7 huquq regarding the human being himself or herself, regarding their soul, their body, their limbs. Then there are 5 huquq about the rituals of Islam. Then you have 5 huquq of the government and authority at different levels. You talk about the ruler of the society, the teacher, the citizens, the students. And then there are 8 huquq that Imam talks about family members. Different, you know, rights there. And then we come to the community in general, where he talks about 10 categories: benefactor, muazzin of the masjid, imam of the masjid, your companion, your neighbor, your friend, the preacher, the audience. You know, they all have haqq on one another. The elder, the young. And then he talks about 8 rights related to workplace or business environment. Talks about the rights of the partners in business. He talks about the right of the mal on you. Even your wealth has a haq on you, how it's being, you know, earned, how it's being utilized. The creditor, the co-worker, the person who comes with a complaint to you, the defender, the advisor, the counselor, and many other things there. And at the end, Imam basically talks about the society in general, including non-Muslims. You know, he talks about even the beggar has a right. So the beggar is asking from somebody. So the beggar has a right on that person, and that person also has a right on the beggar. The person who made you happy. Can you think about a haqq about that? Imam says the person who made you happy has a haqq on you. And even the person who was unjust to you. And that is something, you know, I would urge you to go and read. Then he talks about fellow Muslims and ends with the issue of, you know, the rights of non-Muslims in a Muslim society. So when you look at it, just the list of it shows you that, you know, Islam is truly a way of life. Covers all aspects of our life. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, an Imam ends by saying, فَهَذَهِ خَمْسُونَ حَقًّا مُحِيطًا بِكَ. That these are 50 rights, you know, covering you from all directions. لَا تُخْرِجُ مِنْهَا فِي حَالٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ. You will never be out of, you know, this. In one case or another, it will be relevant to your life. وجب عليك رعايتها. It is obligatory on you to, you know, pay attention. والعمل في تعديتها. And you should try to fulfill that. والاستعانة بالله. And the most important, he says, even in fulfilling the rights, it's not going to be easy. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in fulfilling the rights which are due on you. Let me end with the last two. Haqq 49 and 50. The 49, he talks about amma haqq ahli millatika ammatan, general rights of your fellow Muslims. You know, he talks about, and I'll not go into the commentary there. Number one, he says, have peaceful feeling towards them. Number two, spread the wings of mercy. A very poetic way of, you know, expressing that. That spread the wings of mercy for them, just like the, you know, mother bird, you know, when goes back on the nest and there are babies there, it expands the wings to protect them. This is what the Imam is saying. Be gentle towards those who are wrongdoers among them. It's not that you should ignore that, you know, but even in reforming them or disciplining them, be gentle. And then he says something very interesting. He says, be thankful to them, to those who are good for their own sake. And of course, he has more than that. I'm just, you know, emphasizing on this point. He says, because even if they are just good for their own sake, it means they will prevent their evil and sharr from you. So be thankful if a person is good for his own sake. You know, this is something you had to appreciate. Of course, there are many who are not only thinking about improving themselves, they are also conscious of, you know, what they do to others. So they are careful there, which is good. But it says, even if a person doesn't think about others, he is only thinking about himself to improve himself, be thankful to that person. Because by becoming a good person, he is going to prevent his evil and sharr from you. Then he says, look at them. If somebody is older than you, then put them bi manzilati al-walid. Consider them in the position of your father and interact in that way. Respect that person. If they are younger than you, bi manzilati al-walad. You know, look at that person as your child and treat him in that way. And if they are same as you, bi manzilati al-akh. Look at that person as a brother and treat him as a brother. And this is where we see that Imam is basically, you know, emphasizing the points about, you know, how to have good relationship with other people. At the end, he ends with this issue of, let me just share with you something. It's not part of Risalat al-Huquq, but this is part of one of the companions of the fourth Imam by the name of Zuhri. It's very relevant to the last phrase of that huquq of the Muslims on one another. Zuhri came to the Imam with a kind of a gloomy face one day. And Imam said, what is the matter? What happened? He says, you know, I try to be friends with people, but my friendship doesn't last. And you know who is the most poorest person in the world? Who cannot maintain friends. It's not money or dollars here. You know, and so he was sad about it. And Imam said, listen, he uses the same, you know, analogy that he had in the Risalat al-Huquq, Haq number 49. He says, listen, look at them. If they are older than you, now this Imam is using a different psychology here. If they are older than you, then think of them that they had more opportunities to do good compared to you. If you are 40 and they are 50, it means they had 10 years extra to do good. Therefore, consider him to be better than you. If you think of him better than you, then your attitude towards him would be more polite, you know, more friendly. You'll respect him, and this is how you'll be able to maintain your friendship. Then he says, if they are younger than you, then what? Then don't say, oh, I'm older than him, I had more opportunities to do good. Imam says, no, reverse the thought there. And say that he is younger than me, therefore he had less opportunities to commit sins than me. And so he's better than me. And he says, if they are of the same age as you, then just say to yourself, you are sure about your own situation, what is good and what is bad, but you don't know about him. So don't you know, think that you are superior to others. And when you have that mentality, you know, you'll be able to maintain your friend.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.